Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your 2018 forecast. 2018! It's here. This is going to be an incredible year. This is one of those years where you look back and you go, wow, so much has changed for me. There's so much spiritual energy coming through this year. It's totally transformational. This is actually the polar opposite of the energy of last year. Last year, 2017, was a one universal year, and one is very yang. One is the divine masculine. So it's all about being assertive and action and standing up for yourself. You probably had lots of lessons where you had to learn to do that and stand your ground and put yourself first. Well, 2018 is a two universal year, and that is the divine feminine. So it's very yin, it's very receptive, it's totally different. This is about being soulful and tuning into the voice of your soul. This is about listening to yourself, connecting with your emotions, your intuition, your psychic senses, and relationships. So relationships are going to be a theme all year. So whereas one is associated with the sun, two is associated with the moon, and you're going to see the moon has a big, powerful influence all year. It's very lunar. We actually begin this year, the very first day of the year, January 1st, with a super moon, a full moon in the sign of Cancer, which is ruled by the moon. So that is how we start this year, a super moon. So full moons in general, they're about as big a moon as we can get, right? Except when we have a super moon. So the super moon is when the moon is closest to the earth and we can see it more, and it also has more impact on our lives. So full moons amplify your emotions, your intuition, your spiritual sight, your senses. So as the full moon does that, the super moon amplifies that. Now remember, we're in this two universal year, which is associated with the moon. So this is how we're starting the year. This initiates the energy all year, really sets the tone. So not only that, really hold on to your space helmets, because January 31st, we're having an eclipse. So this first month of the year starts with that super moon and ends with a full moon eclipse. So when you have two full moons in one month, that's actually a blue moon. So this happens once in a blue moon, but it's even more rare than that because it's an eclipse. So an eclipse is like way more amplified than a full moon. So you see all that intense lunar energy that we're initiating this year with, and that really sets the tone for the whole year. This is no accident. This is a divine synchronicity, and the universe never ceases to amaze me how everything correlates with one another, how everything is so synchronized. So this lunar energy, this spiritual energy and psychic and intuitive energy, is even more uplifted because 2018 is not just a two universal year, it's actually an 11, which is a higher octave of the number two. 11 is a master number. So master numbers teach you how to master your life. So you're going to have more opportunities during this 11 master number year, and you're also going to have more challenges because you're mastering your life. So you're going to master the energy of being sensitive, being true to yourself, really tuning into your soul's calling and acting on it. You're going to be mastering the energy of relationships by standing in your power, because as you know, that one, that 11 is made of two ones, and each one is standing in their power. Each one is being totally true to themselves. And if one isn't, if one is like codependent and like giving up their power in some ways, and then you don't have that sacred geometry. So this is one of the many spiritual lessons that the 11 teaches you. It also teaches you how to be a light in the world, because the words light and psychic add up to 11 in numerology, and that really tells you a lot about this number. And again, it's a synchronicity, right? Because nothing in the universe is random. So you're going to learn how to really master your senses, how to tune into yourself and listen to your intuition, which is going to guide you on your path toward manifesting your soul's purpose. Now, because this is a master number that lifts you with that light, that 11 is like a gateway that brings you to the next phase of your soul's evolution. Now, your task, your job is having the courage to step into it, to have the courage to do the things that your soul intended. Now, remember, this is very feminine. This is yin. So this isn't about pushing. You're going to learn how to manifest more by being true to yourself. Because the way the universe works, if you are in alignment with your soul's purpose, that's when manifestation happens more easily. And yet when you are pushing against the stream, when you're doing things that your mind says or your ego says, you're doing things purely out of what other people tell you is right for you, that's when you're swimming upstream, and that's when you have more challenges in manifesting. So your task is to have the courage to be yourself, to have the courage to listen to your intuition and do what it is that your soul intended to do. And it's so beautiful. So this 11 puts you in a column of light. So this is like living in a column of light where everything is elevated so you can see more clearly. And what happens is whenever there's more light, there's also more shadow. Because you're going to see, as there's more light, you're going to look around you and you can see more. All the fears that you've been suppressing, because what happens is when you're stepping into your power and when you're doing more of what your soul is longing for, what your soul is calling for, then all the fears that kept you from doing that will come to the surface. And that's one of the many challenges of this year that you have to master. So you're going to be processing more of your fears, and anything that's buried beneath the surface is going to come to light. And that's also what those full moons do and the eclipses do really powerfully. Things are going to come to light. You're going to see things in a new light. And again, that brings up your shadow, your fears, the emotions that you buried that you didn't have the spiritual tools to process previously, either in your childhood or even sometimes your previous life. These will be coming to the surface for you to heal. And it's your job to do that, to move through it, to face your fears, and to live the life that your soul intended. Now, the other thing that is buried in your shadow is your gifts. We all bury some of our gifts in our shadow because there's part of us that is afraid to be who we really are and to shine as we are. And so it's so important to you that you recognize these gifts and really follow the clues to your soul's calling. Really follow those inner cues that are guiding you. And that's going to be the mastery of this year. And it's so exciting. So I have three essential focus points for you to focus on throughout the year. They're like guideposts, three essential areas of your life to focus on. So the first thing is to be authentic. Be yourself. So the sun represents your external world and the moon represents your internal world. So remember, your internal world is going to have more focus this year. So you want your internal world to match your external world. You want to show the world who you really are. Be vulnerable. Allow yourself to express those parts of yourself that you think maybe people won't like about you, but really that's what's going to move you forward. That's what's going to help you in your relationship. So if you're one of these people that thinks, oh, I need to be more feminine, or I need to be less bossy, or I need to be more masculine or assertive, whatever it is you think you need to be, it's not about what you think. It's about what's going on inside of you, what you feel. If you feel the need to express yourself in a certain way, yes, If you feel you need to bury something because you're afraid of what people will think of you, then maybe that's the wrong direction. So the more true you are to yourself, the more things will line up for you, the more opportunities you create for yourself, and the more you bury those parts of yourself and diminish your power, the more challenges you're going to have. So it's really important that you allow yourself to be vulnerable, that you show the world all the parts of yourself, not just the perfect parts of yourself, but everything about you. And the other thing is, if there's a longing, if there's a calling within your heart that really wants to express itself, don't think your way out of it. Don't think, well, I really want to be a painter, but being an accountant is more safe for me, so that's what I'm going to pursue, and then I don't have time for painting. You have to pursue your dreams. That is your authentic nature. That is a part of you that was born to express itself. Whatever it is that is inside of yourself, do not repress it anymore. These longings, these yearnings in your heart, find a way to express them. That is your authentic nature, that is your true self. And when you find an outlet and expression for that, you will become so much happier and opportunities will abound. Now, the second thing is to travel lightly. How can you lighten your energy? How can you let go of the things that are weighing you down? Because remember, we're going to be in that light. And so as you're raising your vibration, as you're moving more toward that higher frequency of your life, how can you let go of what's heavy? How can you forgive yourself and others and let go of things, emotions that are weighing you down? How can you let go of that? You may look into some healing modalities this year. 2 and 11 are associated with the subconscious mind. So maybe you want to journal and write your feelings and get them all out of your system, or do some kind of hypnotherapy or any kind of courses or programs that help you reprogram your subconscious mind. How can you bring more awareness to what's around you and notice when you're carrying heavy emotions and embrace them with love and transmute them with light and with love? Or maybe things in your environment that are weighing you down. Maybe you're not in the right environment and it's time for you to be in an environment that benefits your well-being. Maybe that's a smaller space so it's not as difficult for you to upkeep, or it's less expensive so you have more resources to channel toward what you actually love. Or if there's things around your house that you don't need anymore, maybe there's things that you're spending your money on that aren't benefiting your well-being. Let go of all of these things because you want to be very focused on what is benefiting you as you're headed more towards a lighter, higher vibration way of being. So everything you do, everything you ingest, everything you invest in, you want to ask yourself, is this benefiting my well-being? Is this bringing me more light, more life, more nourishment? And if something feels like it's weighing you down or someone's weighing you down, let it go. You have to be very deliberate right now. Now, the third thing is to light the path for others. You're a light in this world. And whether you realize it or not, every time you bring more love into the world, every time you express your true nature, every time you're sharing a part of yourself that only you can share with the world, you are being a light on the world. So look to others to guide you, look toward their light to help raise you up, and then other people will look toward your light to help raise them up. And don't be fearful about it, because if you can help one person by expressing yourself, if you can be a light by being the creative, loving person that you were born to be, if you can express yourself, whatever is inside of you, and help just one person, even if you paint a painting and bring more joy in some way, that is helping people. So do what it is that you feel is inside of your heart, and by doing so, you will be a light unto the world and you will light the path for others. So I know that if you follow these three essential guideposts, that if you focus on that throughout the year, you can have an incredible year. This is one of the most spectacular years we have had in a very long time. So I want you to make the most of it. So I hope that this has helped you and inspired you to be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Now, if you've enjoyed this video, please share it with your friends. I'm sure they will appreciate you for it. And I am wishing you the most joyful, soulfully nourishing, beautiful 2018 and beyond. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.